You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Sure, we could debate whether to pronounce the word either or either, but there is a more interesting question to sort out about this word.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Welcome, Anne.
Good morning, Rebecca.
And we've been given a tall order this week. It sounds like we need to help resolve a family dispute.
That is exactly right. We heard from Melinda, who described a situation in which her husband was teaching her how to set up an indoor bike trainer. And she goes on to write, "He instructed me to tighten the wheel on either side. I wasn't sure what he meant, so I asked for clarification. He reiterated that I should tighten either side. I still didn't know what he meant. Did I need to tighten both sides, or could I choose one side? He meant that I should choose one side. We consulted our 13-year-old daughter, and she said that I should have tightened both sides." Okay, Rebecca, if you heard that you should tighten the wheel on either side, what would you do?
I would think that you're supposed to tighten the wheel on both sides.
And I love this, because if you said to me, tighten either side, I have a choice. In my mind, I could either tighten one side or the other side. Let me explain. And what I love about this question is I had not given this construction much thought at all, let alone the ambiguity here. And I'm so glad to have looked into the history of this. Either goes back to Old English. And if you look in Old English and Early Middle English, it originally meant each of two or both. But by the 1300s, either also had what we call a disjunctive meaning of one or the other of two. And this disjunctive sense, the one or the other sense, is now more common when either is used as a pronoun or as an adverb. But when it's used as an adjective, as we see here with either side, it can mean either one or the other, or it can mean both. Let me give an example from the Oxford English Dictionary, which comes from Sir Walter Scott's Ivanhoe, 1819. Here's the sentence. "There was a huge fireplace at either end of the hall." Rebecca, what does that mean for you?
There was one at each end of the hall.
Exactly. So there we see that meaning where it, the distributive one, it means both. And I have to say, I could say something like, "There were houses on either side of the street."
Exactly. Both sides of the street had houses.
Now, let's see where things get ambiguous. Let's imagine that I was decorating a room and I said, "I could imagine putting the painting on either wall." What does that mean to you?
That means that both of the walls would work. You're trying to decide between the two.
Exactly. We have that disjunctive meaning, one wall or the other wall. But what if I said to you, "Rebecca, I could imagine putting a painting on either wall."
Then I would think that you were saying that you could imagine paintings on both walls or all four walls. I don't know. However many walls you're dealing with.
Yeah, so I could imagine putting a painting on either wall could mean both, or it could mean that I'm making a choice. There's that ambiguity that Melinda ran into with the bike wheel. Now, I don't know that we have solved the dispute for Melinda and her family, but I hope that we have at least explained why they were struggling to figure out what it meant to tighten the wheel on either side.
Well, let's go ahead and start another dispute. Should it be either or either?
Or both. The fact is that at this point, the pronunciations either and either are standard. Historically, there have been some concerns, sometimes raised about either, but I have to say, I use both. It could be either, either. I don't know, Rebecca, let's call the whole thing off.
Potato, potato. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a really good day.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.